Until recently, archaeologists believed that the Mediterranean island of Malta was out of reach for us humans before the invention of boats and the emergence of farming. But now, new research suggests that hunter-gatherers were making sea crossings of at least 100 kilometres to reach the island as far back as 8,500 years ago. Now that's a full millennium before farming went mainstream. I've been speaking to Ellen Askeri at the Max Planck Institute of Geoanthropology. She went to Malta in anticipation of studying how later human arrivals might have affected the balance of nature, but she discovered by accident we'd been there a lot longer than anyone had realised. And this tells us we must have been adept seafarers by a much earlier time than anyone had previously appreciated.
We went to this beautiful site, which is a doline. That means it's a collapsed cave. So it's essentially a big hole in the ground. And at the northwestern edge of the cave, there's this overhang. And it's nice and it's dry and it's a rock shelter. And it's exactly the sort of place where you'd want to camp. So we thought it was an excellent place to try to see where we might find evidence of the first people to arrive on Malta, which we assumed would be farmers. And as we dug through our trenches, we found the usual sequence. We went through the Bronze Age, we went through the Temple period, went through Neolithic, and we didn't stop. The pottery and the domesticated animals dropped off, and then we just started finding stone tools and deer and tortoises and fish that were obviously cooked. But this was all at a much deeper level, which suggested it was older, and you know, it just didn't seem to be like anything that had been discovered in Maltese archaeology before. So I started to have my suspicion then that we were uncovering something unusual, but it wasn't until all the radiocarbon dates started coming in a few months later that it started to confirm that we were indeed piecing together a picture of something that we never expected to find.
So how old were these remains, and when does that therefore point to there being people on Malta from?
Well, we knew the first farmers had arrived around 7,500 years ago, that is. And this is in keeping with what we know about the spread of farming in the central Mediterranean. And so that gives us a useful benchmark. And our results suggested that people were in Malta at least 1,000 years before, so 8,500 years ago, and possibly even earlier, possibly even up to around 9,000 years ago. And the archaeology reflects that. There's no evidence of domesticated plants. There's no evidence of domesticated animals. And the way these people are behaving and their subsistence strategies, foods they're eating, the diversity of their diet, it's completely different to anything we see in later farming communities on Malta.
Some interesting questions surface then, don't they? How did they get there? If it's an island, they must have known at that time then about quite complex seafaring, because it's not easy to get to Malta. Yeah. The nearest land is, what, Sicily, 100 kilometres or more away?
Looking at Sicily, for example, that's about 85 kilometres away as the crow flies, but it would have been like a longer distance by sea if you take into account, you know, even in the past, ships prioritized departure from the Gulf of Gela in south central Sicily because the currents would take you to Malta. So 100 kilometers seafaring at night. So it takes you beyond what's possible to paddle through in daylight hours. Even if you're looking at quite fast paddling, say between 3 to 4 kilometers an hour, probably more likely something between 1 and 2 kilometers an hour. So it's a phenomenal distance, and Malta and Sicily are not mutually visible. The islands are only mutually visible on a clear day from the vantage point. So they would have had to have knowledge of sea marks. They would have had to have knowledge of the stars and navigation at night and a whole host of really sophisticated maritime skills to be able to make such, frankly, an epic journey.
Is it possible that this was a handful of people who actually were not very good seafarers, got blown off course and got lucky to get to Malta, and then they were marooned there and, well, that became their new home? Or have you got evidence that there were people coming and going? There was some evidence of people flux, which argues it was regarded as a place to get to, a destination.
Yes, I think we can infer that. So but the archaeology suggests people were there for centuries. You know, Malta's a very small island. I don't think people would have been able to survive there for centuries if they were just cut off, both in terms of the regular population size that you would need to keep a population going over centuries without becoming completely inbred, and also not overexploiting the resources available on the island. And we know, for example, that Malta had its own species of indigenous deer. I think this deer would have been completely wiped out if people had limited access and they couldn't come on and off the island. And So we think this, by inference, suggests that people were actually coming and going.
Do we know what sort of boats they would have had?
This is a trickier question. So from the Mesolithic in Northern Europe, we know that hunter-gatherers use dugout canoes. So this is where you get a single big tree, the big tree trunk, and you follow it out. And we also know in the Mediterranean region that some of the very earliest farmers were also using dugout canoes. So it's likely that they were using something like this.
This then pushes back the time when we think we began to master the waves. Is that really one of the big take-homes from this study?
Yes, it is. I think by any standard, this is a sort of seminal voyage in human history. It's among the sort of top human endeavors, I think, when it comes to seafaring in human history. This raises the question, where else did they go? And was there a strongly connected maritime Mesolithic world that we're only just starting to understand?
Where indeed did they go? What a fascinating insight from Eleanor Skerry. She's at the Max Planck Institute of Geoanthropology. That study just came out in Nature.